101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna. We are 100% Hobart and right stuck in 100% into Australian Survivor on Win TV. It was an absolute exciting one last night. Tribal Council came down to a vote between Nick and Tegan.
Yeah, I don't understand why Tegan got the flick.
No, because we don't get it, Tegan. Tell us why.
Yeah, I think I should have put Nick's name down in the first run, unfortunately. I don't know why I left it to chance on the second vote, but never mind. That's hindsight for you, you know.
He's very cunning, isn't he? I tell you what, he's under the radar pretty quick in that new tribe.
Yeah, playing the game very, very hard, you know, which they can see that. They know that as well, but they just needed the strength that he could bring to the tribe, you know, at that stage. So,
are you bummed that you're missing the merge in the next episode?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As a Survivor fan as well, you know, that's the one thing you want to really make it to. So to be kicked out just before that is just horrible.
Yeah, because it totally changes the game, doesn't it, when the merge hits, because you get all these new players to interact with and strategize
new alliances with. And, yeah, it's like restarting almost, you know.
Hey, tell me something, Tegan. Do you get bored? Like, what do you do all day? I mean, it must get pretty monotonous.
Yeah, I mean, initially you're just trying to light fire all day, you know, and it's exhausting, and you're just trying to get all that survival stuff, and it's amazing how many hours of the day it really takes. But, the rest of the time, you know, you're just sort of talking about food, really. You just sit around.
One thing that shocked me, you're on a beautiful island. You've got fishing gear. Where are the fish? I mean, there must be fish everywhere on those reefs. I'm a fisherman. Do any of the boys get out a bit deeper and drop their lines?
Yeah, they didn't at that stage. I know that Connor was really keen to get out there fishing, but I don't think he was around the fishing gear long enough for him to catch anything really large. And Barry and I think we got a few smaller ones when we were at Vival, but then they're really hard to fillet a fish with a machete. So, that was kind of
makes it a bit difficult.
Well.
Hey, I don't know if you heard, Barry got himself a radio gig, but you're planning on a Sanapu face cream, I believe, made out of the sand of Samoa. How's that going?
Absolutely. I think you're going to make a fortune out of that idea.
I don't know if I'd want a face cream that has the word poo in it, though, you know?
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe rethink the name.
Most of it's crap anyway.
Exactly.
Hey, Tegan, it was heaps of fun to watch. I'm sure you had a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Well done. Good on you and all the best.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Tegan.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.